With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Off your elections Tuesday, and pretty much as expected, Zoran Mamdani has been elected mayor in New York, defeating Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa. Nearby in New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill is the new governor, and Democrat Abigail Spanberger has won Virginia's election for governor. On the West Coast, California voters approving a plan to overhaul that state's congressional district boundaries. As the shutdown continues, the Democrats are not budging one bit. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt warns the SNAP food aid funding may not be arriving all that quickly.
The recipients of these SNAP benefits need to understand it's going to take some time to receive this money because the Democrats have forced the administration into a very untenable position. We are digging into a contingency fund that is supposed to be for emergencies, catastrophes, for war.
That shutdown approaching day number 35. In Kentucky, the death toll is rising. Now at least 7 people have been killed, 11 injured, when a UPS plane crashed on takeoff. The governor says these numbers still could continue to grow. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicting Tuesday there could be chaos in the skies next week if the government shutdown drags on and air traffic controllers miss a second paycheck. FAA slows down or even stops flights temporarily anytime it is short on controllers or if there's any type of any equipment problem or failure. There have already been several delays at airports all across the United States, some of them ranging from 2 to 4 hours so far during the shutdown. This is SRN News. A Colorado church finds itself in a court of law.
Montrose United Methodist Church has a homeless shelter on its property, which the city wants to shut down because it doesn't comply with zoning regulations. The congregation has filed suit, but now a judge has rejected the plaintiff's efforts to apply the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. The Montrose City Council has been trying to limit how many people are sleeping in public parks as well as in private spaces. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, a battle over marijuana going to the Florida State Supreme Court. Leaders of a campaign to legalize pot for recreational purposes are suing Governor Ron DeSantis' administration, alleging state elections officials are trying to improperly block the measure from getting on the ballot in 2026. The group is asking the Florida Supreme Court to order elected officials to confirm the campaign has gathered the petitions necessary. This is SRN News. Uber profits falling short amid a downbeat earnings forecast. That story from correspondent Bill Alexander.
It's for the key holiday quarter, overshadowing strong demand for its rides and food deliveries, driven by growing adoption of its membership program. The company blamed the weak profit on undisclosed legal and regulatory matters. Its shares fell about 8% following a more than 60% rise in the stock so far this year. The company reports it was forced to set aside $479 million for potential legal and tax settlements.
U.S. Steel detailing an $11 billion growth plan with new owner Nippon Steel that includes a modernizing the century-old steelmaker. U.S. Steel says it has identified more than 200 initiatives to drive operational efficiencies across all business segments of the company. More details at srnnews.com.